Welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast with TK and Loz. We're up here at Scone Race Club. Beautiful morning, and we're lucky enough to be joined by Scone trainer Rod Northern. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks.
All good. You must be excited. You locked away after all that in the Kosciuszko.
Very relaxed.
Yeah.
Yeah, no stress anymore. So that's really good, and just really happy with how the horse is going. So.
Right. How did it come about, and how quickly were people on the phone after the slot holders were drawn?
I think I got my first phone call about 10 o'clock on the Friday night, which was a bit late for me. but I did take it because I did figure it could have been somebody ringing up about a slot. So and that was Richard with the Strzelecki partnership or syndicate.
Yep.
He was the first guy that rang me. Then I had another phone call on the way of the races on the Saturday morning, and basically said to those guys 50-50, and you know, first person.
Yeah.
I gave them the first offer. I said, if anybody else offers anything, I'll come back to you guys first.
And what about on the Saturday after the race? Yeah. How many people were making the call?
Yeah, I had a few calls straight after the race. I didn't look at it for a little while. My phone, I mean. And you had an offer of 60-40, and I thought, well, that's probably fair. And I went back to the guys and gave those guys first option.
Yep.
They actually didn't get back to me. They were having a barbecue because there was 14 of them. They were having a barbecue on Sunday, and they wanted to sort of decide. So
on the cans.
I had six or seven other people waiting for me, ringing me constantly saying, have they made their mind up? So, yeah, they were on the cans.
You would have had the whip hand, though, after the run on Saturday.
I was sort of in the... If the first guy didn't want it, the second guy was taking it straight away.
Yeah.
So as soon as that was done, about 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon, I didn't want to announce it till we'd done any... signed the paperwork on the Monday.
Yep.
But, they sort of went from there.
Rod, you were a bit more generous. Brett Kavanagh told us he did 75-25. You're very generous.
Did you try to get anything off Kavanagh?
It's a bit like that, isn't it? that was an enormous run. Is it what you expected after all that last start?
It sort of was. His form leading into his form leading into the race this year was better than it was last year, and he ran so well last year. He actually went across the line next to Chautauqua last year. So, and he was 200-1, and I just thought he was better this year, and I think he did run probably a length or two better this year than what he did last year. And we'll just take a similar path straight into the anniversary, which he won last year. And I know it's 1200, not 1400, but he's just as effective at 1200. So I couldn't be happier. I think the horse is going really well.
Yeah, we chatted earlier with Stephen Jones, who's looking for a start with Akasaki. But just what sort of bonus and Philip and motivation has this proved for country trainers? The likes of, it's the richest country thoroughbred race in the world. You know, $1.3 million. You guys are going okay.
it's unbelievable. Like, if you could win it, it would. It would take all the pressures off me for the next 5 years. That's for sure. It would be super to win it. It'd be really good to take part in it. I'm just really happy that I've got a horse that's good enough to go in the race, which is going to be a great day. I've got 14 new owners.
That's right.
Which I've met five of them on Monday, but obviously we'll talk a lot more between now and the race, and have a few beers together, and I'm sure that they might want to get involved in another horse as well.
Have you got a jockey locked in to ride?
Oh, I don't think I can take Robert off. You wouldn't be able to get him off of a crowbar. He's done a lot of work on the horse.
Yep.
He's sort of like a second trainer for me. I trialled him at Rose Hill, and I was actually a little bit disappointed in the trial, and he came back and said, oh, he's spot on. Don't worry about it.
I'll tell you what, he had a big smile on his face when he got off last time. Looks like a horse that's just right on target.
He is spot on. He is a funny horse. He's going to work with Akasaki here later, and he's got to work with another horse because he won't do anything by himself. He's
a bit like Laurie.
You're pushing him, are you?
Just prod him all the time.
I'll get him off here, though, Rod.
So he's a lazy work. Track worker. He saves his best for a race car.
He doesn't even want to walk down the hill. Like, he he's one of those horses who'd stand still in a paddock all day if you let him. But come race day, he pulls it out, which is great.
Of the runners that have, you know, we know that are going to take part in the Everest, who's the one to beat?
I would say definitely Victorum. His form's, his form's brilliant. His only defeat was last start in the Hawkesbury Guineas, but he looks like a young horse on the way up.
Yeah.
Care to think? I'm not sure. He's had that throat operation, so we'll you know, you just got to see how horses come back after that.
Yeah.
X Dime, we've beaten her home last year in the shorts, so it's, she's obviously got some form since then as well.
We had Stephen Jones on earlier, and he said that with Akasahi, that his plan all along was to be, try to get her into into the Everest. Has that been the same?
The Kosciuszko.
Oh, the Kosciuszko, sorry.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. After he won at Scone, he had one more start. He was a bit disappointing over a mile, which he probably doesn't get.
Yeah.
And I rang up Racing New South Wales and said, look, there's a whisper around about a race. Do I keep racing this horse, or do I put him in the paddock and prepare him for the Kosciuszko? And I can't remember who I spoke to, but they said, oh, if he was mine, I'll be putting him in the paddock. So, so I put him in the... So he's had a proper spell. He's been brought up with this race. Just as a target,
Rod, we're pretty desperate. Have you got something today? I mean, it's a showcase meeting here at Scone today. You've always got a lot of runners.
Each way all day today. Probably Nick the Skip's a nice horse in the first, but he's drawn the car park. So he could show up, but he's probably a 1,100 metre horse. Rosella Amalfi does go okay at big odds. I'd have something on him each way at big odds.
What race?
We must be race 6, number 10.
Race 6, number 10. Yeah. Rosella Amalfi.
Yep, a little bit on him each
way. $41.
Yeah, have something each way on him. He likes Scone.
Okay.
Around my price. Rod, I tipped him a winner last week at 30 to 1. Do you reckon he got on?
No. I missed the
He's
boots.
The only bloke in the joint that didn't get on. Everyone else
I'm surprised everyone else.
I told everyone else and they went, yes, we'll have something on it. And then the great man over here, what would he know?
Yeah.
You're tipping me a 30 to 1 shot? Oh, please.
I've dismissed it.
just wiped it.
All right.
Double odds.
That'll do us. Figures. We love that. Race 6, number 10. Rosella Amalfi. Mate, good luck with after all that as well in the Kosciuszko. It's going to be a terrific build-up, and we'll be keeping a keen eye on the track work this morning at 7:30 with Akasahi.
Yeah, he's just going for a little hit out.
Sure.